Friday, January 15th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, Amen. The Evening Prayer Hymn. When in His own image God created man, He included freedom in creation's plan. For He loved us even from before our birth. By His grace He made us free men of this earth. God to man entrusted life as gift and aim. Sin became our prison, turning hope to shame. Man against his brother lifted hand and sword, and the Father's pleading went unseen, unheard. Then in time our Maker chose to intervene, set His love in person in the human scene. Jesus broke the circle of repeated sin, so that man's devotion newly might begin. Choose we now in freedom where we should belong, let us turn to Jesus, let our choice be strong. May the great obedience which in Christ we see perfect all our service, then we shall be free. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Psalm 41. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words, their hearts full of malice. They spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. For this I shall know that you are my friend. If my foes do not shout in triumph over me, if you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Lord Jesus, healer of soul and body, you said, Blessed are the merciful, they will obtain mercy. Teach us to come to the aid of the needy in a spirit of brotherly love, that we in turn may be received and strengthened by you. And repeating the first antiphon, Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. And the second antiphon, The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 46. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountain be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm prayer. All-powerful Father, the refuge and strength of your people, you protect in adversity and defend in prosperity those who put their trust in you. May they persevere in seeking your will and find their way to you through obedience. And repeating the second antiphon, The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And a third antiphon. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. In the Canticle of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 3 through 4. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, all nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Reading is from Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. We who are strong in faith should be patient with the scruples of those whose faith is weak. We must not be selfish. Each should please his neighbor so as to do him good by building up his spirit. Thus, in accord with Scripture, Christ did not please himself. The reproaches they uttered against you, fell on me. And our responsory, Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. He made us a nation of kings and priests in his own blood. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. Now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. The Lord has come to the help of his servants, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the Canticle of Mary antiphon, the Lord has come to the help of his servants, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. And our intercessions. Blessed be God who hears the prayers of the needy and fills the hungry with good things. Let us pray to him in confidence, saying, Lord, show us your mercy. Merciful Father, upon the cross Jesus offered you the perfect evening sacrifice. We pray now for all the suffering members of his church. Let us pray, Lord, show us your mercy. Release those in bondage, give sight to the blind, shelter the widow and the orphan. Let us pray, Lord, show us your mercy. Clothe your faithful people in the armor of salvation and shield them with the deceptions of the devil. Let us pray, Lord, show us your mercy. Let your merciful presence be with us, Lord, at the hour of our death. May we be found faithful and leave this world in your peace. Let us pray, Lord, show us your mercy. Lead the departed into the light of your dwelling place, that they may gaze upon you for all eternity. Let us pray, Lord, show us your mercy. And now, in the words the Savior taught us, together we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And the concluding prayer. Let us pray. God our Father, help us to follow the example of your Son's patience and suffering. By sharing the burdens he carries, may we come to share his glory in the kingdom where he lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.